So a couple of things about the panel that we've constructed here. We're going to try to maintain a perspective as clearly as we can around the law and employment issues, acknowledging all the time that we as clerks ran the gamut from Markman hearings to criminal sentencing hearings. And the other thing is that this is very much a perspective of our experiences with our particular judges. There's lots of common ground, but there are as many points of view as there are federal judges. Given all of that, let me throw out the first question to the panel. Maybe Betsy can start. The general question, what was your role in the chambers day-to-day or even year-to-year?
So my role was to serve Judge Sparks' needs in the courtroom and in chambers. And so the main thing that I spent my days doing was drafting opinions. And the way that it worked with Judge Sparks is that he would have all of the submissions come in, read through them, call me into his office, say, you know, they win summary judgment for this reason, they lose, they win. And then it was my job to go write them up, as he said. So that's what I spent a lot of my time doing. Also preparing the judge for hearings, where I would read all the submissions and prepare a bench memo and get him ready to go before a big hearing. He uses his clerks in the courtroom for all trials. So I had 7 trials during my clerkship, criminal and civil, bench trials and jury trials. And it was my job to kind of take notes on and pay attention to the evidence to help him and assist him on Rule 50 motions, and also to be preparing the jury charge, which he wanted to be ready to go right at the close of evidence right away. So those were, I think, my primary duties.
Yeah, I had the same duties that Betsy did. In addition, I got to knock the judge in the door and do the oh yay, oh yay.
That's exciting.
Yeah, which is the fun part, right?